A Native American sanctuary in Salem County, New Jersey, faces hurdles as it tries to use the property as a place of worship. From the New Jersey desk, WHYY News' Kenneth Burns reports.
The Cohansic Longhouse Sanctuary sits on the ancestral land of the Nanticoke Lenni Lenape Tribal Nation. Tycho Jacinto is president of the Native American Advancement Corporation. The organization bought the land last summer.
We're going to be one of the first in the nation that's a Native American stewardship apprenticeship program. We've already established our spiritual sanctuary practices. Of course, we've been doing that for many years now, but just without a physical building.
Before the purchase, the property was home to a church. Jacinto is seeking to continue the permitted use of the property as a place of worship from Quinton Township, but township officials ruled they would have to go back and apply for conditional approval. Heather Coomer, an attorney with the Watershed Group, is representing the sanctuary, which intends on using the property as is.
There's nothing changing on the property. Everything is staying the exact same.
Coomer cites a similar case in North Jersey when the Ramapo Mountain Lenape Nation took Mahwah Township to federal court. The township settled with the Ramapo Nation. Dr. Mark Clatterbuck, co-director of the Native American and Indigenous Studies Program at Montclair State University, says clashes between the government and Native Americans practicing their spirituality happens pretty regularly at all levels of government.
There's a real failure to protect Indigenous religious practice and ceremonial ways, spiritual ways. I think there's a real lack of understanding at best, and in some cases, a direct assault at worst.
Jacinto says it's frustrating to turn away potential visitors to the sanctuary while they await permits.
We're ready to teach what we know. We're ready to help with the economy. We're ready to help with jobs, as well as teaching our spiritual ways, and that's the frustrating part.
Coomer is hoping they can meet with township officials without going through a formal process.
We've emailed them multiple times. Every single email that we have says, like, we're hoping that we can organize a meeting to resolve this issue.
She adds they want to avoid anything adversarial or messy. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.